For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Stunned by bipartisan criticism of his performance in Helsinki, President Trump is now walking back a controversial comment. During the Helsinki press conference, the president said this about Russian interference in the 2016 election.
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
Now the president is saying he misspoke.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
But then, in his effort to clarify the statement, he added, it could be other people too. The president also says he supports the intelligence community assessment that Russia did interfere in the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Some tourists in Hawaii were injured when a lava explosion sent rocks flying into their boat. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
After more than 2 months of eruptions from Kilauea Volcano, lava bombs are still sending giant rocks into the air. Hawaii Fire Battalion Chief Matthias Kush says one has injured several people on a tour boat.
Primarily soft tissue injuries. There was one obvious femur fracture.
Since May, the volcano has destroyed more than 700 homes. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Twitter is cleaning out more suspicious accounts. The suspension of those 58 million Twitter accounts highlights the company's newly aggressive stance against malicious or suspicious accounts in the wake of the Russia disinformation efforts during the presidential campaign. The number of suspended accounts originated with Twitter's Firehose, a data stream it makes available to academics companies and others willing to pay for it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An elite group of celebrities have acquired not only fame, but also big fortunes as well. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Forbes has released its list of the world's highest paid celebrities. Floyd Mayweather is at the top of the list, followed by George Clooney, Kylie Jenner, Judy Shenlin, Dwayne Rock Johnson, U2, and Coldplay. The world's 100 top-earning entertainers pulled in a combined $6.3 billion in pre-tax over the past 12 months. That's up 22% from last year. 11 superstars crossed the $100 million threshold, more than double the number from the last 2 years combined. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller asked a federal judge to give immunity to up to five people to testify in the Virginia-based trial of Paul Manafort. The request came on the same day that the judge denied a request by Manafort to have the trial moved from Alexandria to Roanoke. The immunity request also asked that the identity of the potential witnesses be kept under seal. Prosecutors said the witnesses refused to testify or would refuse to answer certain questions if not given the protection. The former Trump campaign manager is accused of lying to banks about his business income in order to get more than $20 million in loans. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to the charges and denied wrongdoing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.